Now to the hot political controversy this week. In fact, for several weeks, President Obama says he is now tweaking a new requirement for religious employers to provide free birth control coverage. Instead, employees of those institutions will be able to get free contraception directly from health insurance companies. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops calls the move a first step in the right direction, but says it is still concerned about the issue.
And for more, we bring in Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Good to have you back, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Does this successfully diffuse the issue?
Well, I think it partially diffuses the issue. I certainly would call it more than tweaking. I think the president really walked back his original decision substantially. They clearly did not anticipate the kind of blowback from Catholics and a lot of other people who don't like the idea of government telling a religious institution that it has to provide health care coverage for a practice that the religion considers sinful. I think that to a certain degree it's going to diffuse the situation, but the basic issue of government intrusion and government's ability to mandate to individuals they have to get health insurance or to a charity, a hospital, that you have to provide a certain kind of coverage in your health insurance, I think that sort of brings back a lot of the objections to Obamacare in the first place, and I think that's going to be a continuing issue.
Rick Santorum talking a lot about this issue at CPAC, and of course he is just coming off those victories this week in caucuses and primaries. Where is Rick Santorum heading into the weekend?
Well, he's in a much better place than he was heading into last weekend. Big surprise, Dimitri, that he was able to win these three states. You know, it really throws the entire Republican race up for grabs. It looked at like after his wins in Florida and then Nevada, that Mitt Romney had reestablished that aura of inevitability. That's gone now. Newt Gingrich was talking about that this needs to be a one-on-one race between Romney and a conservative alternative, namely Gingrich. But now there have been eight contests. Santorum has won four. Romney's won three. Gingrich has won one. Santorum can make the argument if it's one-on-one, it should be Santorum and Romney, and Gingrich should drop out. So I really think this race is up for grabs. I think Romney still, if you had to bet on one of them, is the favorite, but much less so than he was a week ago.
What do you have lined up for Fox News Sunday?
Well, first of all, we're going to have the White House Chief of Staff, Jack Lew. He'll be on to talk about the president's budget, which will be unveiled the next day on Monday. And there's going to be a lot of blowback on this. It seems to a lot of Republicans to be more of a political document than a governing document. It still calls for hundreds of billions of dollars in tax increases, over $1 trillion in debt. I think it's probably debt on arrival in Congress. We'll also talk with him, obviously, about the contraception controversy. And then, of course, I'm sure you've been talking today about CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The keynote address tomorrow afternoon is Sarah Palin. She'll be exclusive live on our show in the D.C. set on Sunday, and we'll talk to her. She's been kind of coy about the Republican race. We'll try to figure out and try to get her to play her cards as to who she really favors in that race.
Thank you much, Chris.
You bet.
Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. You can catch that Sunday morning at 9 on Fox 5.